If you do, we must hear from you today. Send your gifts to Save America Ministries. Do it on our website, saveus.org. Write to us. Call us, 1-800-SAVE-USA. Please don't delay. It's urgent. God bless you, and be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismier. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and guests and are not necessarily those of the Information Radio Network, its affiliates, stations, or...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Greater Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, we're going to be talking with our good friend Ron Brown about the status of our economy. But before we got to that, I wanted to read a part of an article that appeared in the New York Times just today. I should say in the New York Times. And it's about Social Security. And let me read what it has to say. The Obama administration reported a significant deterioration of the financial outlook for Social Security on Monday, while stating that the financial condition of Medicare was stable, but still unsustainable. The Social Security Trust Fund will be exhausted in 2033, 3 years sooner than had been projected last year, the administration said, and Medicare's hospital insurance trust will be depleted in 2024, the same as last year's estimate, it said. Now, basically, what does that mean? Well, there's a trust fund for Social Security. There's a trust fund for Medicare, and those trust funds contain money, or are supposed to contain money. Well, you don't want to just put money in a trust fund. So what they did is they invested the money. And what did they invest the money in? Why, they invested it in treasury bonds. So the Social Security Trust Fund is invested in treasury bonds. Right now, we're probably putting out about $40 billion, $30 billion more every year than we're taking in. Under Social Security, we have about 56 million people retired getting either Social Security or Social Security disability. And so we're taking in less money than we're actually putting out. So they're taking the money out of the trust fund. But there's no money in the trust fund. It's invested in treasury bonds. So basically, of course, and the treasury has to provide the money. But remember, the treasury has no money. The only money it has is what it gets from us from taxation, or the money that it can get from us from borrowing, or the money that it can get from printing. And of course, they print money to create inflation. So what they do is they borrow money. Well, who are they borrowing the money from so that they can give the money then to the trust fund so that they can pay the Social Security benefits and the Medicare benefits? Well, they're supposed to be borrowing from other countries, but other countries don't want to borrow, don't want to lend money to the United States because we know they will never get it back. The real debt, they're lying to you about the debt like they lie to you about everything, the weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, you know, the fact that the 19 terrorists brought down the Twin Towers, but six of them are alive and well over in the Middle East. You can check that out on the Internet. And you explain to me how those people could have been on the planes that crashed into the Twin Towers and the Shanksville and the Pentagon and be alive and well, and I'll believe anything else you tell me. If you can convince me that that happened, because if it didn't happen, they've lied to us. So basically, of course, what's happening as far as the situation, Treasury Department's borrowing money. And since people will not lend us the money, why we, the Federal Reserve System, actually lends 61% of all the money that is actually borrowed today. Where does the Federal Reserve System get the money? They create it out of nothing. So 43 cents out of every dollar we spend at the present time is borrowed. It's borrowed from the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve creates the money, and then, of course, we give it to the Treasury so they can give it to the trust fund, so they can give it to the Social Security and Medicare Administration, so they can pay the bills. Isn't that simple?
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Basically, what Ron was just saying, our guest is Ron Brown, and he's just saying that, you can have a wonderful time spending money you don't have. Just go out and borrow money, and then when you got to pay the money back, you borrow more money so you can pay back the money that you borrowed. And then, of course, when that comes due, you borrow even more. But eventually, it gets to the point where, of course, you have to pay so much interest on the money you're borrowing that you don't have any money for anything else. You can't even make the house payments, and the whole system collapses. That happens to individuals. It happens to countries, and that's where we are today. We are actually borrowing 43 cents out of every dollar we spend, and then when it comes time to pay that money back, we're simply borrowing more money from ourselves. And nobody is telling the American people that the real debt is not simply about 15.5 trillion. It's really $81 trillion. And they're simply lying to this, like they lied about Pat Tibbett, like they lied about Jessica Lynch, like they lied about the Bay of Tonkin incident to get us into a war, unnecessary war. The way they've concealed the fact that all during World War II, American corporations were working in Germany to build the weapons to be used to kill our boys. We're talking about General Motors. We're talking about General Electric. We're talking about Ford. We're talking about AT&T. We're talking about IBM. We're talking about Exxon. But, of course, we can't let the American people ever learn the truth. But right now, we are morally and financially bankrupt. Go right ahead, Ron.
And actually, Dr. Stan, it's worse than the 63% you're talking about, because that's just to cover the ongoing deficit. They're having to refinance and rebuy the bonds that are being dumped by the world, so the real figure is the Fed is having to monetize about 80% of all the debt. So, again, it's just nothing but funny money and smoke and mirrors. It's holding this house of cards together. But, for every action, there is a reaction. And as the government gets more and more desperate to do more draconian things to hold this house of cards together, it forces a response from the other side and reacted to it. And as an example, and I think this may be the straw that broke the camel's back or the last nail in the dollar coffin, and that is when our government tried to use this SWIFT thing as a economic weapon against Iran, and it is backfiring just full blast. For the people who don't know what the SWIFT system, what it stands for is Society for Worldwide International Finance Telecommunications. In simple terms, what it is, it's equivalent to our banking system, where banks can wire money from bank to bank using the Federal Reserve as the conduit. Well, the SWIFT system is designed to facilitate international trade. So you've got all these countries dealing with each other, and it has to be converted to dollars because the dollar is reserve currency, and the SWIFT system is what facilitates all that trade. Well, as part of our sanctions against Iran, we took them out of the SWIFT system, saying you can't use that to facilitate your oil sales. And immediately what happened is several countries, India and China, and I think Japan was in there, came to the rescue, and they said to Iran, we'll help you out, we'll buy oil from you, but we'll price the oil, we'll pay for it with gold. And then as a result of that, the U.S. got angry at India and some of the other countries threatened to do business with Iran, and we threatened India with not sanctions, but anyway, we came down on them. To make a long story short, what happened is the BRICS countries said enough is enough. So the BRICS countries contained Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South America. And they had a big summit, and they said, let's meet together and come up with a system to totally circumvent the dollar and do away with the SWIFT system. So our action forced them into even a more dramatic action, which means, 38% of all world trade is through these BRICS countries. So that's a major, major step in dethroning the dollar as the world reserve currency.
And, Ron, certainly I'm just paranoid enough to believe that I don't think anything happens by accident. I believe that there is a plan, an intentional plan on the part of our leaders to destroy the value of our currency. And that's one of the things I'm going to be talking about the conspiracy conference on the 3rd of June. That's there in Santa Clara at the Marriott Hotel. And basically, of course, what they're doing, and they're doing everything wrong. They're not that stupid. But if they can destroy the reserve status of the American dollar, then trillions of dollars are going to come flooding in here, the reserves that other countries are holding, and literally overnight they're going to destroy the value of our currency. How do we know, or is there any proof that this is true? Well, we do know that about 4 years ago, it was 1980, as I remember, 2008, when Ken Fromm told Lindsey Williams, and of course I took notes on all these conversations, Ken Fromm told Lindsay Williams, and Ken was a member of the elite. He said, when the euro collapses, and he was talking about the European currency, you've got 2 weeks to get out of the dollar. When the euro collapses, you have 2 weeks to get out of the dollar. What does he mean? I mean, does he mean the dollar is going to disappear? No, I think what he means is that the dollar will lose its capacity as a reserve status, and then it will dramatically lose its value. So it may be worth 5 cents, 10 cents, 20 cents on the dollar. But what will happen is that the majority of the people in America will be impoverished. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you're out there in the listening audience. But it is amazing to me how they've actually convinced the American people there really is a Social Security and a Medicare trust fund, and there's nothing in those funds other than paper, which, of course, is redeemable by the United States Treasury, that doesn't have any money and has to go out to borrow the money. And, of course, when they borrow the money, it just increases the national debt. So right now, there's about $5 trillion that's owed to Social Security and Medicare trust funds. And we're simply going to transfer that that debt from the trust funds into the national debt, and that's really what's going to happen. And then, of course, there'll be fewer and fewer countries throughout the world who will lend to us, and this whole cycle keeps getting worse and worse. But the other countries know the real debt is not $15.5 trillion. It's $81 trillion. But the average American doesn't know because the media is controlled, and they're concealing the facts from the public, and they will until the whole economic system comes down and the elite have done to America what they were able to do to Zimbabwe, what they've been able to do with Iraq, and that is destroy the infrastructure of those countries, impoverish the people. In fact, in Iraq today, it's not that there's a shortage of electricity. It is simply that you only very rarely have electricity. It's not that they have rolling blackouts and brownouts. It's that you rarely have electricity. The same thing is true with water. The same thing is true with sewage. And they took what was essentially a first world nation and they destroyed it, a prototype of what these people intend to do to America, because our leader's loyalty is not to the United States, but to this globalist dream based upon creative destruction. And what is creative destruction? We'll go up on the internet and look up the word. Creative destruction denotes the fact that we're going to create a new world society. But before we can do that, we have to destroy the old one, and that's what they're doing today. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but go up on the internet, Google in the words creative destruction. Read the definition put forward by Alan Greenspan and weep. Well, Ron said they're playing games with the gold and silver market. The gold and silver aren't doing much of anything. I would anticipate that really be just going to the ceiling, and yet they seem to be falling back.
Dr. Stan, what I facetiously call the Ron Brown Law of Monetary Manipulation. That is, I've discovered over 30-something years in this business that whenever there are events that logically should drive, will always, always go lower, because the bankers were to shine when their system is in jeopardy. So every time there's things that should drive gold higher, they will ambush the price of gold, and they're getting more desperate in their attempts to do that. For example, just to give you an idea what they're having to resort to drive it down. See, all last year, if you'll recall, starting in 2011, silver went from somewhere around $25, $26 2011, and by late April, silver was approaching $50. So the bankers, and we'll get into how they do it in a little bit, but bankers ambushed the price, drove it down to $25, $26. It rallied back by September. It was over $40. They had to beat it down again. And then by October, November, it was rising again, so they had to beat it down. And then in the first 2 months of this year, silver was rising again. It was up 20-something percent in the first 2 months. And on February the 29th, in one 30-minute session, and by the way, this comes right after an FOMC meeting where Bernanke talks about what's happening. He'll kind of set the stage. And then right after the meeting, they ambushed the market. So on February the 29th, the bankers sold in a 30-minute period 225 million ounces of silver in 30 minutes.
And I'm sure silver they didn't have. I'm sure they were simply just shorting it. It's all smoke and mirrors, ladies and gentlemen. It's smoke and mirrors. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. We're in real trouble. I hope you've made your preparations.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
saying that China is importing a gold equivalent to 50% of the entire world production. This is what they did last year. There, China, which is the largest single gold producer in the world, is importing massive amounts of gold. And they imported 50% of the gold production in the world. Why? Why? Because the price is cheap. Because they've got lots of dollars. Because we've been transferring our wealth to China and with the idea that we could buy their friendship, and they're not going along with it. And then behind all of this, I believe, are the spiritual forces intent upon the destruction of the monetary well-being and the stability of our nation. God does, of course, bring judgment upon nations. And, of course, we look at it purely from a financial point of view, from a logical point of view. Sometimes things that happen don't make sense. But I would point out that, as it says, it's chiseled in the marble there of the Jefferson Memorial, of the words of Thomas Jefferson, God, who gave us life, gave us liberty. But can the liberties of a nation be secure when the conviction has been forgotten that liberty is the gift of God? I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and his justice will not sleep forever. We learned just this evening that certainly the Air Force is considering taking all the Bibles out of the recreation rooms in the Air Force. We know it is now illegal for a military Christian chaplain to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. It is now illegal in the United States military for a military leader to lead in prayer. It is now illegal to mention God or the Bible or a Christian morality in our schools. It's all right, of course, to have prayer rooms for the Muslims and to have certainly hand out send the Korans in school, but don't you dare have a Bible in school. But people don't understand that doesn't make any sense. Well, of course it makes sense. There is a conspiracy against God. The leaders of this country hate Christianity. The leaders of both the Republican and the Democrat Party, and they may get up and talk about God. But what God are they talking about? How many of our leaders who talk about God have talked about their personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ and the blood of Jesus Christ? Some of them do. Some of them just know how to talk Christianese. They don't believe a word of it. But most of them don't. And the God, of course, that they worship is an entirely different God than the God of the Bible. And until you understand that we are involved in a truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, it's difficult to understand anything going on today. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. I'd like to know what you think about the things we're talking about. Social Security and Medicare are bankrupt, and right now they're 56 million people receiving Social Security. There are another 79 million will retire in the next 19 years. Where is the money going to come for them? We are not putting up many more people in the work system. We've killed off 53 million Americans who will never work here, so they'll never generate funds. Basically, there was a real fertility among the Caucasian population is 1.67 children per family. They will tell you, well, it's 2.1 children per family. Well, that's of all families. But of the Caucasian, traditionally white population of America, it's 1.67 children per family. But that's a lot better than it is over in Europe and certainly in France and I believe in Germany it's 1.4 children per family. In Russia, in Italy, it's 1.2 children per family, and you need 2.1 children per family to reproduce the population. They're killing off Europe. They're killing off the United States. And the fact that none of our Christian leaders will tell you what I've just told you simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. And remember what Thomas Jefferson said, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just and His justice will not sleep forever. What are you going to do? Are you going to help us get this information out? Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our guest this evening is Ron Brown. It's with me. Ron's a personal friend. He does a great job of analyzing what's going on and of informing people, and we'll tell you in just a moment or two how you can get in touch with him. But in fact, I've already told my wife that if I should die tomorrow, I want to do it to Ron Brown for financial advice. We'll be back in a moment.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961, or go to the website at southernchileproperties.com. That's southernchileproperties.com. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730, and ask about business opportunities.
Liberty, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we've got Bill calling from Tri-Cities. Hi, Bill, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yeah, I have a comment. I read on several different websites that actually the Russian military is going to be doing joint training exercises for the first time ever in history with the American military on U.S. soil in Colorado, and they're going to be doing joint drills. So it just sounds really bizarre to me because of all of the hype that was used to justify the Cold War, and then it's basically starting to sound like a world army to me, but I don't know if you have any comments about that.
I have a great deal of comment on that. I'm glad you asked the question, and the report is just out. Bill is absolutely right. Reports, of course, that the Soviet-Russian military contingent will be coming over to hold joint military exercises with United States military in Colorado starting in a week or so. Now, if you're out in the audience, you have a question or comment, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Ron, how would you respond to Bill's concern about the Russian military coming to the United States? I mean, we've been told for years communism is the enemy. Is that really true, or is this part of the delusion that we talk about?
Well, it's the biggest enemy government can create. You know, they have to create the enemy so they can build, take us down the primrose path. They use the enemy as an excuse to do all the things they're doing, build an industrial military complex and so forth. But, we've been hearing about foreigners coming in here for, the last 10, 12 years. And, it really comes down to, can the leaders of this country depend on American military to come down on their own citizens? So the theory is that they're going to bring in the foreigners to do the job, and it's, of course, part of the whole UN thing. So,
well, I think it was really so vitally important.
Going on, and I suspect a lot of it is really happening. It's probably a lot of more of it happening than we really know about.
Bill, you have to understand, who do you think funds communism and has funded it since its inception? Because basically communism doesn't work. Who drilled the oil wells that made Russia the largest oil producer in the world? Who drilled the natural gas wells and built the gas pipelines for Russia that made Russia the largest producer of natural gas in the world? Who do you think did that, Bill?
There are several books about this by Anthony Sutton that I haven't read. But
You better read them. And the best one would be Wall Street and the Rise of the Bolshevik Revolution. His book, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. My interview with Professor Sutton, entitled The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. My little treatise called The Communist Capitalist Alliance. It's inexpensive. You can get it from Radio Liberty, or it's basically a compilation of my newsletters. You can get that up on the internet. Dr. Harold Pease has written on this, has a nice treatise. It's up on the internet. You can pull down for nothing. I've tried to get him to come onto my program, and I really think he's almost afraid to. People are afraid to talk about this sort of thing. But simply one of the best sources of information will be a new DVD we've just put out. It's called The Dangerous Deception. It's an interview I did with Norman Dodd, who is the director of research for the Reese Committee. I interviewed Norman 30 years ago, and we put it on film, and I've just never gotten around to get that film out. So we put it out just recently, along with a 45-minute to an hour discussion, where I simply tell you all the mistakes I've made in the last 50 years of believing at one time that there really was a communist conspiracy, never realizing we financed communism and socialism and Marxism since their inception. But basically, of course, the DVD, you'll hear Mr. Dodd telling about how when he went to New York to visit a man named Rowan Gaither, who is the president of the Ford Foundation. And when he went into Mr. Gaither's office, Mr. Gaither said to him, "Mr. Dodd, why does Congress want to investigate the Ford Foundation?" And before Mr. Dodd could reply, Rowan Gaither said, "Let me tell you what we're doing. Most of us here at the Ford Foundation have worked for government. We're used to operating under government directives. And at the current time, we are operating under a presidential directive to so change life in America that one day we can be peacefully merged with the Soviet Union." And Norman Dodd said, "Well, now, Mr. Gaither, you now have answered the question that you asked. That's why we're investigating you. Will you tell the American people what you just told me?" And Rowan Gaither said, Of course not. You can actually hear this. You can watch it. It's a great DVD. It's called The Dangerous Deception. I hope that answers your question. The whole idea that there's a problem, a conflict between America and communism is as phony as a $3 bill. Okay?
Yeah, I pretty much figured that. I just wanted to announce on your show that they're doing that.
Okay, fine. Thank you much for calling,
thanks,
Bill. And again, do you have something else you want to say?
That's about it.
Getting those people up there in the Tri-Cities. Listen to our program. Get them educated. We're taking America back one community at a time, but we're doing pretty well in that part of Washington. Okay?
Okay, thanks.
God bless. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295, give us a call. Ron, I want you to get your telephone number out, and I want you to tell people how they can get in touch with you and what will happen if they do get in touch with you.
Okay. My telephone number is 1-800-595-0561. That's 1-800-595-0561. And anyone that has an interest, especially if you're new into it, call me. I spend an awful lot of time trying to educate people, give them a background of why we need to buy gold and silver. And then I'll be glad to put you on my email list. And I do reading every day, reading dozens of analysts a week. So when I find something I find very interesting, I'll forward those to the people on my list. So I'll try to keep you abreast of what's going on in that way.
And, of course, we've got a fascinating DVD with Ron Brown. He was out here a few years ago speaking at our conference. And as I recall, the title is Bonds of Vigilantes of the Stock Market. That's not probably quite right. What was the exact title of your talk you gave?
I'm trying to remember. Bond Market Vigilantes or Not. Basically saying that usually bond investors are vigilante to stop governments from printing too much money because they won't invest in bonds paying 4% as they are today when they see the dollar being devalued at a rate of 8, 10, 12% a year. So the way they're getting around that now is, as we've already discussed, the Fed just simply buys up that unwanted paper to create the illusion. And so for the last 20 years, you've basically dethroned the vigilantes. It's not coming to pass, but it will come at some point. And we're starting to see it over in Europe now where people are abandoning the bond market in Greece and Spain, and they're having to pay massive interest rates. And of course, when that happens here with our massive debt, then the cost of interest on our debt explodes upward, then the whole party's over.
And so we do carry this DVD of a talk that Rod gave. It's really a very interesting one. Most people don't understand the relationship between bond interest rates and the price of bonds. And when the interest rates goes up, the value of the bonds goes down. When the value of the bonds goes down, the interest rates go up. And then, of course, what happens is that if simply there's no good value in the bonds. In other words, basically, you lend somebody money, you get paid interest. But when the inflation rate exceeds the rate of the interest you get, you're losing money every time you invest. So people have to look at this sort of thing and how to figure out how they're going to be able to survive. Most people do not understand finance, and most of the people who advise on finance want to make money off of you. Now, I don't make any money, certainly when people invest in things. What Ron does is give me a little something when they invest, if you invest with him, but it's only a fraction of a percent to help maintain Radio Liberty. But we really believe that it's vitally important that people prepare for the collapse of the dollar. It's coming. I don't know when it's coming. It could be a matter of days. It could be a matter of weeks. It could be a matter of months. But remember what Ken Fromm, who is a member of the elite that rules the world, what he told Lindsay Williams. When the euro collapses, you have 2 weeks to get out of the dollar. Now, and then he also said that he thought that the dollar would be dead by the end of 2012. Now, that sounds pretty absurd. I mean, here we are well into 2012 and nothing has happened yet. But let me suggest a book that's just come out, written by our good friend Tom Horn. And it deals with prophecies. And Chris, he had written the book, Apollyon Rising 2012, going into the Mayan prophecies, going into the Nostradamus prophecies, and a number of other things that suggested 2012 would be an important date. But this new book, the Petraeus Romanus, which we do carry, is fascinating because it's based upon a book that was written back in the 1100s by a Father Malachy, who was the Archbishop of Dublin. And he had a vision. And in that vision, he was given the information about every papacy that would come during the next 900 years. And it's something about each individual pope. Now, that was, of course, 900 years ago, and he was given this prophecy, believed in the year 1100, late 1100s. But then, of course, some people say, well, of course, it was rewritten in the 1500s. But certainly the versions of that prophecy are in the Vatican, and they've been checked. And basically, of course, he prophesied that there would come a day when the papacies would end, the last pope would be there, and he would be replaced by the Antichrist, and Rome would be destroyed. And what year was it? It was the year 2012. And then, of course, there's the ancient Inca prophecies. There's the ancient Aztec prophecies. There's the ancient Mayan prophecies. There is the ancient certainly Cherokee Indian prophecies, the New Age writings today. And if you read the New Age writings, and I don't have time to, but my friend Constance Cumby does, and keeps me abreast of what they say. And what do all of them say? Why the year 2012 is going to mark this chaotic time. Now, that doesn't mean the Lord's coming. Doesn't matter. America's going to fall. But something big is going to happen. Now, maybe it is all simply fraudulent. Maybe they're trying to manipulate us. Maybe they're trying to make something happen. And just because they want it to happen, certainly the people within the world Luciferian movement have been wrong before. But it all points to this time. But one of the most interesting things is that some years ago, Lindsay Williams told me that Ken Fromm had told him, and I made notes on that, that the dollar would be dead by the end of 2012. Make your preparations accordingly. Hope and pray they're all wrong. Our number 1-800-544-8927. What are your thoughts? Would you put any significance in any of that, Ron?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you can look at the problem from a lot of different perspectives, but they're all coming up with basically the same conclusion. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see how fast things are happening now. You know, things are just starting to unravel at an accelerating rate, and at some point it'll just hit critical mass and happen overnight.
Well, I think the significant thing is maybe the people from the dark side, and something I believe all of these prophecies are coming from the dark side, maybe these people are trying to manipulate this so it will correspond with the prophecies of Father Malachy and the prophecies of the Mayan calendar and Nostradamus. Maybe it's all manipulated. We don't know. But we do know that God has a plan. I believe there's a timetable. Let's go to Tony calling from San Jose. But remember, no one knows when the Lord's coming. And I'm not even suggesting this has anything to do with the Lord's coming. But it could be some sort of, it could be, I'm not saying it is, but it could be some sort of a financial collapse. Tony, what are your thoughts?
Well, I've got a question for Ron or you, and it might be a better one for Bob Chapman, I'm not sure. But recently, since you were talking about the bond market in Greece, buyers of the Greek debt took a haircut of something like about 40%. That, they just lost the money. The only ones who were exempt were maybe 5 or 6% of the bonds that were like some special interest people, insiders. The thing, though, that was kind of strange about this whole thing is that these bonds were covered by derivatives contracts. And the derivatives contracts go into play, in other words, they're the insurance policy against the bond default, only when there's what is called an event. Now, this haircut, as it's being referred to, most people would think that would be an event, in other words, a loss. And yet, for some reason, they're not declaring it to be an event, and it's never triggered anyone having to pay off through the derivatives contracts covering the bond default on the Greek debt. And I said, maybe it's a better question for Bob Chapman. I don't know, but I thought I'd bring it up and ask if you had any comment.
It's real simple. The very bankers, the U.S. banks, were responsible for a major percentage of those credit default swaps, not only in Greece, but in Spain and Portugal and Italy and I'm sure France. So what they did was they created something called the ISDA, and that's the International Swaps and Derivatives Association, and they granted this association that they created with the authority to determine whether an event was an event or not. So when Greek defaulted, they said, well, that wasn't a default, that was a voluntary write-down, so therefore the people who paid us don't have to pay off on those.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's all crooked. It's all crooked, and we're all caught in the net. Hold on just a moment there, Tony.
Oh, thank you.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Coming, I think, very, very soon. Hold on just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Ron, just get your telephone number out one more time, and then we'll let you go.
That's 1-800-595-0561. 1-800-595-0561.
Good night. God bless. Talk to you real soon.
Always a pleasure, Dr. Stan. Bye-bye.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and I hope you enjoyed the conversation with Ron Brown. I always do. But this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and we're dependent upon those of you who listen to our programs to help us. And if you'd like to, of course, to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, it gets our tape sets, or get our CD sets, or our videos, or our DVDs, or our books. We have all sorts of things. If I could suggest the DVD, the relatively new DVD within the last month, Dangerous Deception. Dangerous Deception. It goes into the background of the Reese Committee, the only congressional committee that has ever been allowed to investigate the great tax-exempt foundations, Rockefeller, Carnegie, Ford, and point out that these are subversive organizations, and of course, their whole idea is to destroy the infrastructure of our nation. But you can't let the American people know that any more than you can let them understand that these great tax-exempt foundations are financing the environmental movement today, and the purpose of the environmental movement is to use these potential threats from the environment to justify establishing a dictatorship in America. So we have some excellent books on how we finance communism since its inception. My book, Brotherhood of Darkness, I recommend. Professor Sutton's Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. Professor Sutton's book, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. My interview, a DVD with Professor Sutton, classic. It's called The Best Enemy Money Could Buy. My little pamphlet called The Communist Capitalist Alliance, and it's available from Radio Liberty. And then, of course, I suggest you go up on the Internet and get the one done by Harold Pease by the same title. It's very well done. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. We have all sorts of DVDs and things that you're just not going to get elsewhere. But what you must understand is we created communism. We created Nazism. We created this Islamic terrorist movement. That's carried in a book called The Devil's Game. The Devil's Game. Why? Because you have to have an enemy to rally the people behind the government so they're willing to pay their taxes to support a massive military-industrial complex and the invasion of other countries to protect us so we can maintain our freedom. And ladies and gentlemen, we've lost sight of the fact that our military is being used to bring a dictatorship to the world. If you doubt that, you need to get the book written by John Perkins, who incidentally is a liberal, but I don't care what he is. His information is accurate. It's called The Confessions of an Economic Hitman. That's Confessions of an Economic Hitman. We have a four-tape set with John Perkins. It's called Economic Hitman. And you must understand that nothing is as it appears to be. Now, you want to understand how this whole thing is manipulated. You need to get the text and the four-tape set, New Order of the Barbarians. So understand that everything going on today is being manipulated artificially. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, for our leaders, our ministers. Please pray for Alex Jones and Joyce and John Leffler and our other friends. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And we'll be back with another fascinating program right here at Radio Liberty.
Let us all be grateful for a land man beside her, man guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountain, through the prairie, through the ocean.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And our next hour is going to be an interview with Douglas Dietrich, and Douglas is going to be one of the speakers at the conspiracy conference going to be held at the Marriott Hotel in Santa Clara on the 2nd and 3rd of June. That's just a little over 4 weeks, 5 weeks away. You're going to find this is a fascinating talk, and Douglas is going to be talking about the demographic apocalypse. The demographic apocalypse. And most people, when they hear that, they have no idea what he's talking about. But he's talking about what we've been warning about, and that is the effects of population control. And Dennis Sidney is retired from the military. He would work very close to Douglas, and worked very close with Colonel Michael Aquino, who is basically, all the evidence suggests that he was deeply involved with the occult. He's written extensively on that, and we're going to get him on a number of subjects, but tonight, the demographic apocalypse. Douglas, go right ahead.
Thank you, sir. I'm so glad to be here, and all thanks to the audience for spending their valuable time with Dr. Montes and myself, and all thanks to the staff of Dr. Montes for making it possible to address issues which many other hosts find too sensitive to address. And in terms of the demographic apocalypse, one of the things that really brings this forward in terms of domestic American changes in policy and changes in paradigm would be the election of Bush Jr. when he was running against Al Gore. And during that period of time, because there was a question that the Electoral College might have provided a swing vote for George Bush Jr. to have won the presidency, many people ignored the fact that one of the reasons that many Hispanic or Latin American voters voted for George Bush Jr. was because he spoke better Spanish or Espanol than Al Gore at the time. And because of that, he attracted a lot of votes from a voting bloc that could actually understand what he was saying. At that time, because of the swing vote issue in the Electoral College, Hillary Clinton actually suggested multiple times that we do away with the Electoral College. Well, one of the reasons that our founding fathers established the Electoral College was because they realized that America was a maritime republic that was expanding into an interior as a frontier nation. And they knew that many frontier states would have very low population levels that would be taxed without proper representation if an Electoral College were not established. And as a result, the Electoral College that was established prevented a second American Revolution from being instigated on basis that the first revolution was instigated on, taxation without representation. So if we got rid of the Electoral College and we would go into a mass popular voting system, you would have a Spanish-speaking president within a single election. The reason for this is, unlike those frontier states, and they still are very sparsely populated, such as Wyoming, Nebraska, the Dakotas, you would have politicians just going to three major population centers in the United States: Miami, Florida, Los Angeles, California, and, of course, New York City. And New York City has an enormous population of Puerto Rican, Espanol-speaking people, Miami, Florida has an enormous population of Cubano Espanol-speaking people, and Los Angeles has an enormous population of Mexicano Espanol-speaking people. So if he spoke good enough Spanish, El Presidente would swing the election, and we would have a very different-looking leadership or executive office at that time, as we do now.
Well, I think it's only going to be a matter of time, ladies and gentlemen, before these demographic alterations are going to bring a true apocalypse to the United States.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it is Douglas Dietrich, and we're talking about what's happening demographically. People don't understand that the populations of America, populations of Europe, are changing dramatically. Population of Japan, etc. The population is graying. Actually, here in the United States, we here, of course, are reproducing ourselves. We have actually 2.1 children per family, and that is absolutely true. But, you know, figures don't lie, but liars can figure. If you look at the Caucasian population of America, why we're having 1.67 Caucasian children per family, which means, of course, that they were going behind, and we are going behind the rest, of course. The Muslims are reproducing, the Hispanics are reproducing, the blacks are reproducing at a much higher rate. Over in Europe, the white population is simply destroying itself. In Italy, you have 1.2 children per family. In Russia, you have 1.2 children per family. This is true in many places in Eastern Europe. In France and Germany, you have about 1.4 children per family. It takes 2.1 children per family to reproduce. Yes, there's a tremendous increase in population in the Muslim countries. There's a tremendous increase of population in South America. But, of course, the population will soon come to a peak, probably within 20 years, start to fall, and then progressively fall until simply the population of the world is simply a shadow of what it is today. Douglas, you pick up the story, this amazing story that nobody is telling the American people.
Yes, sir. And you make an excellent example. When I was a Department of Research Defense Research Librarian for almost a decade, I was often attempting to segue laterally, transfer into the business of think tank consultation with RAND, MIT, various other corporations that would be employed by defense contractors, the Department of Defense, various military services. And many of the statistics that I ran into, I would try to convey to these think tanks. They would listen to me and say that the contractors who employed them would not want to hear this, because many of these contractors depended on the concept of the Soviet threat. The Soviet threat was very real, but I predicted on the basis of the population demographics I was seeing that the Soviet Union was going to collapse. And the reason that I gave was because they were saying that the Soviet population was growing, but they didn't take into account that it was growing only in specific areas, specifically the Soviet Central Asiatic republics, which were predominantly Islamic. And as a result, the Islamic population in the Soviet Union exploded, which is one of the reasons why they were forced to invade Afghanistan to interdict the importation not only of opiates, but also the importation of Islamic fundamentalist ideology from the Taliban or Al-Qaeda. And the end result was they lost that struggle of interdiction of that insurgency. The Soviet Union imploded because the white Russian population, literally Belarusian, Ukraine, meaning borderland, and the greater Russian population, the core Russian Federal Republic, collapsed because their populations were decreasing immensely while the Islamic populations were growing. This is exactly parallel to what Dr. Montes has just described. And one of the reasons why it's even more disastrous is because now all of the northern tier of developed nations, that would include Japan and China, Russia, all of Europe, and North America, inclusive of Canada and the United States, they are all suffering from the phenomena of the inverted pyramid family structure. Now, I mentioned that my generation, born between 1961 to 1981, the 13th American generation from the time of 20-year cycle from the time of the landing at Plymouth Rock by the Pilgrim. This generation is the most aborted generation in history. The contraceptive pill has totally eradicated normal population balance. And as a result, I am 45 years old. If I were to get married to a young lady my age and produce a single child, we would have that child at the bottom of the pyramid, us two parents would be at near the apex of the pyramid, and each one of us statistically would have two parents of our own. That would be four senior citizens and literally four grandparents. So statistically, we would have 12 senior citizens to take care of. Now, there's no way that even if we had two jobs each and worked 18 hours a day, that we could support that single child, ever hope to send it to college, while supporting 12 senior citizens. Anyone knows that a pyramid standing on its peak cannot stand at all. And that is exactly why we are the choke point in the hourglass. All of humanity changes with Generation Zero. We are the terminal generation for civilization as we understand it.
I think it's so important for people to look and see Japan, because America gets by because, of course, we're allowing and actively encouraging legal immigration, because we can't tell the American people that. The reason we have to is because we've killed 53 million American citizens, so our potential American citizens, so we encourage illegal immigration. But Japan doesn't do that. And Japan is having a little over one child per family. And so basically, they're dying off. And 50 years from now, Japan will have far less than half the population it has today. And all these senior citizens, they call it the graying of Japan, will have to be supported by an ever-shrinking number of people working in the workforce. Go right ahead, Douglas.
Yes, sir, and thank you for bringing that up. Japan's population is indeed impacted not only by that. They've been trying to compensate for not allowing an enormous wave of immigration to flood Japan in the sense that the British Isles have been flooded by immigrants from their former colonies, as indeed all of Western Europe has been flooded by immigrants from former colonies. And to prevent that from happening to their culture, they've been trying to compensate with robotics. There have been enormous advances in robotic care for the seniors that the Americans are totally unfamiliar with, but now they have an extra challenge in terms of radiation from Fukushima Daiichi. Cancer rates, cancer levels will increase dramatically. So they have that, whereas the Americans have other factors such as amongst the Caucasian population, which is shrinking, they also have the challenge of autism. And no one else has the vaccine policies that the United States has. And as a result, it is conceivable, or it has been argued quite compellingly, that our vaccine policies in the United States have led to astronomical increases in the phenomena of autism. So whether we're dealing with Alzheimer's, which all of the developed world is dealing with, or autism, which our society alone seems to be impacted with at a catastrophic level, then we are faced with a challenge that our society as we know it cannot survive. But as, more shocking than Japan would be the case of China. And during the Cultural Revolution, Mao Zedong basically collectivized, even before the Cultural Revolution in communist China, the Chinese agricultural system. And this resulted in a massive famine, massive levels of starvation, which led to cannibalism. At least 100 million people died under Mao Zedong's war against the natural agricultural manner of business.
I think what people have never heard of is the Great Hunger. Fortunately, it is listed up on the Internet. You can look it up, the Great Hunger. Between 1958 and 1962, probably between 40 and 44, million Chinese starved to death in a four-year period, and not a word of this in the major mainline media. I mean, I'd studied all of these things for years. I'd never heard of the Great Hunger, where between 1958 and the year 1962, between 40 and 44 million Chinese were intentionally starved to death. How can you conceal something like that? Why, we have freedom of the press in America today, ladies and gentlemen, and that means when you own the press, you have the freedom to suppress whatever you want. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. That's an excellent way of putting it. And in communist China, you're absolutely right. It was about 50 million people died as a direct result of that famine, but it builds up to that 50 million because of the cannibalism that was resultant. Combined that with the people who died in concentration camps who resisted the collectivization and the totalitarian regime of Mao Zedong, you come to about 100 million people during that period of time before the Cultural Revolution and the Red Guard. Well, during that period of time, they attacked one of the communist apparatchiks, the bureaucrat, a man by the name of Deng Xiaoping, who was later to become the ruler of communist China. They threw his son out of a skyscraper window because he was suspected of being a capitalist roader. Well, they should have thrown Deng Xiaoping out of that window because he wound up doing more damage to the Chinese civilization than Mao Zedong even did with 100 million deaths. Because what happened when President Richard Nixon visited Mao Zedong in the 1970s, then Henry Kissinger drew Deng Xiaoping aside, knowing of his capitalist leaning, and promised him the biggest loan and financial assistance package that China could dream of if he took China down the capitalist path upon Mao's demise. And he was promised an enormous amount of financial support from the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, if only he would do a favor for the World Health Organization, which was to institute a one-child policy for population control in China. By institutionalization of this one-child policy, Deng Xiaoping wound up destroying Chinese civilization. It is now a terminal civilization. And let me explain that. I do hear the music, Dr. Montes. Are we headed towards a break?
I'm afraid we're headed towards a break, but I think it's vitally important that people understand that all of these ideas originated in America, over the international Planned Parenthood, subsidized with American tax dollars. There is a small clique in the United States dedicated to population control. They want to kill off the vast majority of people in the world, and so they've written about this and such things as the National Security Study Memorandum 200, published in 1974, and the one-child policy imposed upon China really originated in America and American think tanks.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Well, listen, Dr. Stan, you go right ahead.
Yes, sir. And in terms of Russia, basically the tragedy of Soviet communism was that they provided free, legal, state-sponsored abortion. And since most Russian people could not afford to have children, and also many children were basically born deformed. You see, around the time of Mikhail Gorbachev, the deaths of young fathers due to alcoholism had become a common social phenomenon, as well as a major cause in the rapid decline of lifespan in the average Russian male. And at that time, the Soviet Union was the only country in the world known to be conducting research into infant retardation due to intoxication of the father at the moment of conception. And they were the only country that needed to. So with that level of massive drug abuse, and alcohol is a drug when abused, they could not afford to have retarded children or children at all in a economically broken communist system. So many Russian women took advantage of free, safe, legal, state-sponsored abortion. And as a result, even today, the average Russian woman has statistically experienced between 4 to 8 abortions. That means the average Russian woman has had about 6 abortions. And the Russian population has declined so dramatically that they are flirting with extinction. To show you how dramatically the Russian population has crashed, they have enormous oil resources in the northern islands that they stole from Japan in 1945, what they refer to as the Sakhalinsk and the Kursk island chain, what the Japanese refer to as Iturup and Tsushima. And there is enough oil in those islands to rival anything that is outsourcing from Bahrain, from Qatar, or any of the crucial Gulf Emirates. And they have no personnel or manpower with which to exploit this resource. So they had to import thousands of South Koreans to develop those resources. And now those islands are functionally occupied by South Korea, north of Japan. This is how there is going to be no massive Russian army invading out of the north, per biblical prophecy. If you want to see where a 100 million man army may manifest from, look to a much closer population to Israel. That would be the Arab world. And while I've been describing the impact of state-sponsored, safe, legal abortion, while I've been describing the impact of the contraceptive pill, a totally antithetical phenomena has been manifesting in the Islamic world. I served in Operation Desert Shield and Operation Desert Storm. One of the things that led to Operation Desert Shield was public approval of this illegal, undeclared war on the part of George Bush Sr., because George Bush Sr. brought over the Kuwaiti ambassador's daughter at the time of the Iraqi invasion of al-Kuwait. And she told this blatant lie about Iraqi soldiers breaking into Kuwaiti incubator banks, taking all of the premature infants out of the incubator bank, throwing them on the floor, stepping on them, and everybody in America was appalled. The House and the Senate hearings overseeing this investigation approved this invasion of Kuwait to liberate it from Iraqi occupation. Nobody thought to ask, why are there so many premature infants or babies kept in incubators, massive incubator banks in Kuwait? And even though what she told was not an out lie about what the Iraqi soldiers did, the fact remains the incubator banks throughout Saudi Arabia, the crucial sheikhs of the Gulf Emirates and Kuwait, all of these exist. And the reason why is the fertility pill. Now, in the Islamic world, it is deemed Quranic law to produce as many slaves as one can produce for service to Allah. This is why men have harem. And so they can afford to give all of these women fertility pills, which divide their egg into 4, into 6, into 8. When we have Octomom in the United States, Dr. Oz gets on TV with Oprah Winfrey and condemns her as being irresponsible. All of her babies are preemies, premature, requires the state to support her. Well, in all of Southwest Asia and the Arabian Peninsula, they can afford that. And they have multiple wives. Each one of these wives is given fertility pills. They give birth in mammalian litter. And the result is Osama bin Laden was a preemie. He was the 10th son of a 10th wife. And most Americans are totally unfamiliar with it. Their population is expanding exponentially as a result.
And of course, this is exactly what they want. they're going to outproduce us. Would that be a fair analysis, Douglas?
That is quite right. They wish to basically overwhelm all of the standing civilizations by sheer numbers. Even in the impoverished nations, which can't afford incubator banks like Egypt, their population is exploding just naturally.
And ladies and gentlemen, we're facing a massive increase in the Muslim population. Now, I certainly do not want to go to war with the Muslim world, but I think we're moving towards the class of civilizations that Samuel Huntington warned us against in his classic book, The War of Civilizations, and it's coming.
Do you believe that you've seen the handwriting on the wall? More regulation, more taxation, and more Big Brother to come? All these things mean less of what we cherish, including liberty and freedom. Maybe you're looking to discover a place to relocate. After seriously considering several other countries, we've fallen in love with Chile. Don't get me wrong, it's not Shangri-La and it isn't a utopian society. Anywhere you go, there are trade-offs. Moving out of your own country and relocating thousands of miles away isn't for everyone. But if it seems interesting to you, call Jeanette at 413-835-7961. It's the United States phone number, but it rings in Chile. 413-835-7961 or go to the website at SouthernChilePropertiesCom. That's SouthernChilePropertiesCom. Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan Douglas is certainly talking about a clash that occurred between the Russian and the Chinese forces. Now, when was this? I've never even heard of that. When did this take place?
March of 1969, sir, and the ensuing Sino-Soviet War lasted 10 years. And it resulted in tactical nuclear exchanges that were interpreted by American satellite intelligence as being above-ground Chinese nuclear testing. The reality was it was Soviet in-theater deployment of tactical nuclear weapons to stop the Chinese advance, wave infantry attacks that they had no hope of stopping into Siberia otherwise. The result was a Korean/Vietnam-style border war along 4,300 kilometers. And so this
How many people were lost in these wars, and where can we read about them? Because I have never heard about them.
I understand. I only read about them being a Department of Defense research librarian. There is nothing in the public literature. People tend to forget whatever gets on the Internet is only gets on the Internet by human data entry. There is far more on DARPANET, or the Defense Advanced Research Project Net, than there is on the Internet. And DARPANET came first.
Do we have any idea how many people may have perished in this conflict between the Russians and the Chinese?
Certainly millions on the field of battle. Fortunately, they weren't near. Being in Siberia and inner and outer Mongolia, the desert regions of Chinese Turkestan, otherwise known as Xinjiang Wujeria, there is no real city killing or city smashing going on. These were basically divisional level losses. Nevertheless, millions of people died. And it's thanks to World War One. Before World War One, World War Two, and this Third World War, of which I'm speaking, of which Vietnam, Korea, Afghanistan, these were all various fronts, along with the Sino-Soviet border conflict of this Third World War, which Americans propagandized as the Cold War. So before World War One, the Caucasian population was 45% of the world's population. It had to be in order for a few Caucasian nations in Europe, Russia, and North America to project the empires that they did over the rest of humanity. After World War One, World War Two, this Third World War, which Americans don't even acknowledge, millions and millions of people were lost, to the point where today the Caucasian population is 15% of the world's population. And by the year 2030, it'll be 9%. So we're talking about a tremendous decrease in certain segments of global population, whereas other populations are increasing enormously. To put this in perspective concerning the black or African population, both in Africa and the black African diaspora in America, what we have is a population balance based on two tragic factors. In continental Africa, it's based on AIDS, which keeps the population, even though their birth rates are significantly higher than that of Caucasians, the black African population is leveled out savagely by the AIDS epidemic, the pandemic, because it crosses many nations on the African continent. As for North America, the African American population is basically kept in check. Normally, they would have a much higher birth ratio. Normally, it's kept in check by male-on-male, black-on-black violence, which is so appallingly common that most of it is never reported. So the end result is these keep those populations in check. So what is growing is the Islamic population and what used to be known as the Hispanic or Latin American population, also Asian India. So these are the enormous civilizations of the South, if you can call them that, that will overwhelm civilization as we know it today. If you wish to look at the culture of the future, we are not speaking of a world that would be inherited by the cultures of the Rhine or the Tame or the Yangtze or the Volga. We are speaking of a civilization which will be inherited by the cultures of the Amazon and the Indus, of the Mekong and the Nile. And this is the new Nile, not the Nile of the pharaohs, not the Nile that produced the pyramids. This is the Nile of Islamic fundamentalists who want to destroy the pyramids as examples of pagan idolatry, who want to nuke the pyramids. These are the people who represent the wave of the future. So we are entering a new dark age, and a new dark age will be very reminiscent of the last dark age. In the last dark age, there was no such thing as politics. A man's religion was his politics. There was no such thing as Europe. The closest concept that we had to the concept of Europe was Christendom. A man lived or died on the basis of being a Christian or a Muslim. He fought and killed on the basis of being a Catholic or a Protestant, a Sunni or a Shia. We are entering this time of religious war once again, a clash of civilizations in which your faith will decide how you live and how you die. And the end result is, how do we deal with this tremendous decline in one population and this tremendous increase in another? Dr. Monteith brought up the example of Japan. Japan's population was, in the 1980s, 120 million people. They could lose half their population. They could lose 75% of their population. The end result is, there's enough to recover. I was born in the Nationalist Republic of China as reestablished on the island of Taiwan. English is a second language for me. You could probably tell by a number of my English flubs. But the point that I bring that up about is that there's 25 million people on Taiwan. At 120 million people, the Japanese could lose 75% of their population. They'd have a population in the end equal to the island of Taiwan, or probably a little higher, and they would be able to recover. An example of this would be Britain. Britain, before the Anglo-Spanish War, which led to the ascent of the British Empire and the establishment of global dominance, they had on the British Isles a population of a little over 4 million people. Less than what Israel has today. So there is a potential for recovery if you learn to do much more with much less. And all of these populations that are crashing are going to have to learn to deal with this. And they don't have a choice. We have been brought to this by the tremendous madness, irresponsibility, and corruption of our governing system. This is why I continually tell Americans there were Russians long before there was a constitutional entity known as the Republic of the Soviet Union. With the collapse of that republic, there are still Russians, even though they are skirting with extinction. There were Americans with the landing of the pilgrims at Plymouth Rock long before there was a constitutional entity known as the United States. 200 years before, there will be Americans after that constitutional entity collapses and transitions into history. But you have to learn to do more with less in terms of people and in terms of resources. And
well, we're living in amazing, amazing times. Most people really don't understand what is happening demographically throughout the world. Most people do not understand that the Caucasian population of the United States is falling and falling rapidly. They don't understand that the Caucasian population of Europe is simply disappearing in another two generations. Why, of course, it's not going to be there for all intents and purposes. They will have to just start in all over again, won't they?
Yes, sir. And, well, ironically, there's a way of looking at this. Certainly, Western Europe, what has happened demographically is that all of the former colonies of the global colonial empires, like Britain and France, have come to colonize the colonizers. So in France, you have the North African Moors and Algerians, Muslims, who have come in and overtaken French culture to an enormous extent. In Britain, you have Bangladeshis, Pakistanis, all of these various Islamic South Asian cultures that have come into Britain and turned London into Londonathon. And 100,000 women have suffered in Britain clitoridectomy, the female circumcision, a barbaric ritual in which they are left scarred, deformed, rendered sterile, oftentimes killed outright due to infection. Cuts that leave them bleeding to death in these illegal surgical procedures. 100,000 in the British Isles today have suffered this. This is how drastically their cultures have changed. So with the Germans, it's Turkey. Turkey is the Mexico of Europe, and they have provided supposedly cheap labor, but the labor never goes home and winds up staying in Europe, taking advantage of social welfare. And so you go to the largest city in Germany, one of the largest cities, Hamburg, 25% Turkish. Many cities in Germany are like this. So the whitest area of Europe is the poor former Eastern Bloc of Warsaw Pact communist nations that were protected from behind the Iron Curtain. That will be the future of Europe. Their biggest problem is the AIDS epidemic, and that is due to heroin imported from Southern Asia. And so that has to be addressed, but it's an ongoing challenge. We are facing very dark, tremendous times, but if there is to be a future for a Caucasian Europe, it will come out of the East. It will be the East that will liberate the West from the caliphate, which will soon ensue in Western Europe.
Well, it would look to me like America has the best chance. Right now, the average American has no idea what's going on, but at least, of course, we are isolated enough that we could, of course, reclaim our country if there were enough people who had the courage to do it.
If things go at their current statistical rate, Dr. Monteith, within 100 years, the majority of America will be Islamic. It won't last that long. Will experience a social collapse long before then. If you wish to see the America of the future in the 2050s, think of 1,000 Singapores and 1,000 Hong Kong. Think of Renaissance Italy with city-states, each with their own mercenary force. Think of the Hanseatic League trade zone being created along the Mississippi, along the Colorado, where you have city-states entreating with each other, and every city-state has its own currency. That will be the future. Some of these will be pure Caucasian cities or regions. Some of these will be pure African-American cities or regions. Others will be of mixed ethnicity. but it will definitely be a renaissance as opposed to the state-sponsored Soviet collectivization that we're experiencing today.
Well, I share your concern, but how are we going to get the information out? I mean, you have you put this together beautifully. There's a magnificent presentation. Now, for our listeners, remember, Douglas is going to be speaking at the Conspiracy Conference on the are you on the 2nd or 3rd of June?
Dr. Monteith and I will be at Conspiracy Con on the first 3 days of June. Friday night will be the first. Then we will be there on the 2nd and 3rd through Saturday and Sunday. Dr. Monteith will be speaking. I myself will simply be a special guest with a table available for autography of my book, The Reality of the Red Undead, The Untold True Story of the Supernatural Soviets, where the Soviet Union tried to breed different subspeciations of humanity for the purpose of exploitation towards Soviet scientific socialist progress. And certainly I'm not advocating this, but it's a historical rendition of the reality of what was taking place underneath the communist regime. And in terms of personal appearances, I will also be speaking Saturday, May 12th of this year in Mountain View, California at the 2012 summit. Please hit my website so we can speak about both of these, as well as the Super Soldier Summit, which I will be speaking at. As Dr. Monteith has stipulated, I was for almost a decade liaison to the only officially recognized satanic chaplain of any military in the world. And the fact that the United States Army was the only military branch of service to officially recognize the satanic chaplaincy in the person of Lieutenant Colonel, who retired a full bird colonel, Michael Aquino, many people who suffered from his MKUltra / Monarch My Lab, or Military Intelligence Lab sponsored mind control programs, will be at a Super Soldier Summit on June 23rd of this year. I mentioned all of these at my website, where we also sell my DVDs, which articulate on this literally satanic ideology, which, as Dr. Monteith articulates in his presentation at ConspiracyCon, June 1st through 3rd of this year, just look up the website, conspiracycon.com. He will be speaking of Agenda 21, where the madmen behind this literally satanic ideology have led us to the demographic apocalypse, which we have just both articulated through this discussion. I, too, speak of that satanic ideology in my set of DVDs, which I'm selling at DouglasDietrich.com. So please visit www.Douglas, spelled with one S, and Dietrich, spelled like the famous actress who I'm distantly related to, Marlena Dietrich. Just put the words diet and rich together, DouglasDietrich.com.
Now, do you have a telephone number that you put out, or just a link to your website?
What we have is a link to the website, and what you can do is you can contact my executrix, Lorian Fenton, through the website with any personal questions. We do have a professional telephone line that should be either on the website or on my Facebook. I can't give my private number out, of course, as much as I'd love to, but all of that should be there, and I apologize. I know we're dealing with a number of people who don't necessarily deal with a computer, but computers are available at the library, and if you ask someone to help you find both conspiracycon.com or douglasdietrich.com at the library, they can help you do this and help you navigate that so that you can at least write my executrix if you can't deal with purchasing my DVDs or tickets for these events online. Then that way you will find those phone numbers at the library for ConspiracyCon. We wish to contact the conventioner Brian Hall to buy tickets to see Dr. Monteith and myself, or to purchase the DVDs that I'm selling on the website until we run out of the DVDs. We're going to sell them until we run out so that we can put all the content into textual format at the books that I'll be premiering at this convention, ConspiracyCon, and others. I thank you for giving me the opportunity to bring that up, Dr. Monteith. And I'm wondering, is there anything concerning the demographic apocalypse that I've covered that you feel that we should emphasize, or any other questions that you or the audience have about this so that we can address some of these important, just literally mind-shattering?
Well, if you're anybody's out there and the listening audience has a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But this is one of the finest presentations of this problem that I've heard. This is why I asked Douglas to appear on all of our programs. Well, we're going to do a Saturday program with him because, of course, he's evaluated this. His information is accurate. There is a planned program to kill off a large percentage of the people in the world. They know exactly what they're doing. Let's quickly go to Herman here. Herman, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, great program. Do you believe that China could reverse its one child per family policy?
Because right, surely that's a very legitimate question. How about China? Do you think they could or would reverse their one child policy and try to pursue growth again?
I think that it's too late for China as we know it. What will happen to China will be it will fall underneath another foreign dynasty. Much of Chinese history has been under foreign dynasties, the Mongolians, the Manchurians, the Japanese for a very long period of time. We are entering another period of time where the Vietnamese may become very influential over the Chinese mainland because they never instituted a one-child policy. Also, return of capitalism, true national capitalism, capital nationalism to mainland China from Taiwan. I was born on the island of Taiwan. We never instituted the one-child policy. So there will be an opportunity for a return to the mainland, and you will see a kind of Pan-Sinitic, Sinoviet kind of culture that develops with a new kind of Vietnamese dynasty and Taiwanese, a resumption of normalcy over much of the mainland.
Hold that thought, ladies and gentlemen. Nothing as it appears to be. And of course, there are things going on behind the scenes you will never hear discussed elsewhere.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Whether you want more energy to keep up with everyday life or simply the great feeling that comes from better health, you won't get there without serious, proven nutritional support. I'd like to suggest that you try Propax NT. Propax contains a powerful group of nutrients called the NT factor, specifically designed and clinically validated to enhance cellular energy. Clinical trials have demonstrated that Propax improved participants' energy levels. They felt better, too. Why don't you go to the website for complete information? It's simply propax.com. That's propax.com. Or you can call 800-982-9158. Propax.com or 800-982-9158. Find out about Propax today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We hope you enjoyed our program with Douglas. Douglas, thank you very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you. I guess I will be talking on Saturday at 1 o'clock. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
God bless. Okay, fine. That was Douglas Diedrich, and I certainly have a fascinating, fascinating interview, and heed what he has to say. There are these programs out here to change the structure of world society. Now our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. We have a talk called Planned Population Reduction, another called Nundare called it Genocide. They're two DVDs. We recommend them. They're a little low, about a decade old, but the information is great. We also have a monograph on the internet called The Population Control Agenda. The Population Control Agenda, we suggest you get that and read it, and it will introduce you to these concepts which are so foreign to most people today, and yet are the basis of what's really going on. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. So you'll need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and or watch the DVD on my website by the same title. You'll want to watch my DVD, The Dark Deception. The Dark Deception. You'll want to watch my DVD, The Forbidden Secret. Now, the syllabuses go with both of them so that you can verify what we're talking about. But this is not imaginary. It is real. There really is another spiritual dimension out there, and you can tap into that. You do so at your own risk, at the risk of your eternal soul, because we're involved in a spiritual war between the dimension of good and evil, between a dimension of light and darkness. It's a battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. You must understand that this is not imaginary. It is real. You must understand that you must never on your own try to enter that war. We are to inform people about what this is about, and we are here to bring people into personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, and to get them to turn over their life to our Lord and to accept the blood of Jesus Christ and his sacrifice for our sins. It's a wonderful, wonderful promise, and certainly we hope you'll get perhaps Pastor Billy Crone's DVD series, The Final Countdown. The Final Countdown is 10 DVDs, and of course they will tell you how the prophecies that are coming to pass today. But even more important than that, every one of the sermons, and of course this is far more than a sermon. I wouldn't ask you to sit through a sermon, but there's all sorts of video footage here to verify what he talks about. He's done a magnificent job, but every one of the sermons ends with a personal invitation to have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. That's why we recommend the final